Bracha in Chagas Halvavos, Tuesday night, or L'chav Zayin Adar. So there's a din of Shailah V'Darish and B'chus HaPesach, Chaydim L'Pesach Shloshim Yom. So Shailah, if it's every Yom Tiv, the Gemara specifies Pesach, rather. The Gemara and Shulchan Aruch talked about it just by Pesach. That's the Shailah in itself. The Bir Halacha brings down, apparently, Bizman Shavis HaMikdash Kayam, there were public teachings of Hilchos Pesach. It was public lectures. Or in the Beis Havad, in the Beis Medrash. And the primary halacha was said l'gabei that, because every individual has to learn the Hilchos Yom Tiv on Yom Tiv more. Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Lehem L'Yisrael, Shushayla V'Dorish, and Lechza Pesach on the Yom Tiv, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Hilchos Yom Tiv B'Yom Tiv. But this din, the Bir Halacha has an arichas on it, and it turns out it's something like this public discussion of Halacha, or people learning Mishnah Brura together b'chabura in a Beis Havad, and that's the primary Halacha. And so that's a keem of that, and it's a very possibly a chiyuv. I don't know if Rav Shmuel chabura. You're not jumping to Chos Pesach. You are. It's 30 days before. No. But when they do, everybody has to join it, even more people than join it now, because that's a kiyum of the halacha if you're in a base of ad, unless you yaitse with listening to this Dvar Halacha, which will be about Pesach from here on in. Okay. Chavis Halavis, in Shar HaBechina, the 25th Shir in Shar HaBechina. And again, he's talking about someone who looks at the world with a Ruchni Yustika outlook and sees the subtleties of the universe, so he will use it. Lahavos arayas al borei hakol yisparach, the yidbak ba'avodoso, and then he'll be inspired, and he'll be dovek ba'avodas Hashem. Kvi gadlo v'roma muso belibo, because as he sees the gadlus Hashem, he'll be inspired to be an oivet Hashem, and he'll realize kvi akaroso simonu tovosov the chazde Hashem, and how Hashem is a meitiv. And Tov Hashem Lakol, Verachem Aval Kol Ma'asov, and how everything works. Simoni Tovoso V'Chanoso, Tov Chanun V'Rachum Al Kol Ma'asov, V'Shachanon Arov Atovos, even though he doesn't deserve it, right? That's what we talked about yesterday. V'Achakach, and then, so how will, you know, if a person, what the Chavit Olovis is saying really, is that if you do Bechina on the world from a spiritual outlook and you're inspired by it, then you will bring you to Avodas Hashem, and Adarabba, you won't, then you'll be a more Ruchni person, because you'll see Hashem everywhere, and then Yivra lo migashmei ha'olam, ashiyesh bo hanoz gufa v'tikun inyono kfi atzorech v'sik bilvad, you'll only be involved in the material things in the world, what you need, what your body needs, what you need for your physical well-being. V'yazov shor mosrei ha'olam maskiyosov, he'll leave over the superfluous things, moisrus, Hamatridim esalavavus min ha'alokim. So it's very interesting. By examining the Bria with the right attitude and with the right depth and with the right subtleties, Chavis Halavus holds you will be inspired to be more of an Ovid Alokim, and you will withdraw from partaking too much in what the world has to offer. V'yishtadal asosol achriso, he'll be focused on Yom HaMisi, he says. He'll be focused on, like, joining up with Hashem, lachar moso. The Yakshava Olam the Kinyono Tzeda, and he'll look at this world as what it is, which is something that's providing him with provisions and supplies to get to the Yom HaMisa fully supplied. This is like a way to get there with the right supplies. This is like you're going on a journey, and this is like the world is like an Army Navy store. This is where you pick up the right supplies. Magas Liomar de Lachriso. But he'll take with it, you know, whatever he needs for that journey. But a fool, so then he'll look at the world not as a bridge, as a way to see Hashem, but he'll look at the world as a very gishmaka place, and this is where I am, and this is I have to take from the world, and I have to enjoy it, and this becomes the be-all and end-all, and this becomes his purpose. So then he puts all of his koichas into this world. And that becomes his goal. The yosim kolavavo elov v'chol amolav v'hu sover ki erotz l'takonos navsho. He thinks he's improving himself. People do things. I don't want to give examples because there's probably someone here that does these examples and then they'll be insulted. But people do things and they put kolchos into them and they have maybe different things that they're involved in, and there really is, there's no ultimate purpose in it. Meina Shoer, he doesn't think, he amolo, umoso, kibutzo, yelizuloso, all these things that he's putting his koichas in it, you know, that's a nice arusha for whoever comes after him. He's not gonna take it with him, as we say. Someone gets involved in things, and then all it's good for is to leave over a good Yerusha. See, that he says. But so this is what's interesting. We'll stop here. What's interesting is he sets up proper Bechina. In most of Shara Bechina, he talks about only that, not only, but the Shara Bechina is like a bridge between Shara Yichud and Shara Avodas Elokim. It shows you that Hashem exists, and it inspires you about Chasdei Hashem and Tuv Hashem. And then you get to the bridge of Avodas Hashem because of all Hashem does. When you learn Shara Bechina, you recognize that. But here he says, really, in this short paragraph, that it really affects your whole life and your whole outlook on life. Because if you look at everything and you see Hashem, then Adarabba, you're not so involved in this world because you see the world. What he's saying, the pshat, he says it pretty much for Farish. Then you see the world as a bridge to Hashem. Mashenkin, if you don't do Bechina, then you just see the world as the world, and there's a lot of Gishmaka things here, and they're very enjoyable, and they're very pleasurable, and they're very interesting, and they're very, kef. And then you end up doing that, and then at the end of the day, you don't have anything from it. If you were successful, so your kids have a good Yerusha. Okay.